one from somebody named Barkley Flamenco. I don't really think that's your name, but that doesn't matter. He says, "Dear Drew, if the Texans acquire Tony Romo, would they still draft a QB?" Well, Tony Romo is a Dallas Cowboy, but if the Texans were to get a free agent quarterback here on the team, yes, I do still think they would draft a quarterback, not necessarily in the first round. Wouldn't stun me if they did, but yeah, I think you're going to see the Texans take somebody pretty high in the draft at the quarterback spot if they acquire a veteran. Nick Batista, "Dear Drew, we've seen some key pieces of our defense leave in free agency this year. Will we see some free agent signings? Will we deepen up through the draft, which has a lot of options, or will we just use our depth chart and future signings to address the defense on free agency?" I think you're going to see all of those things, but because this is such a deep draft, which I've talked about a few times, all over the board, I do think you're going to see the Texans get some playmakers there at the top of the draft. From Cade Banks, "Dear Drew, I like dinosaur, and you put dinosaur on there. Thank you for doing that." Man, our old pal Jonathan Lovell's just like a Tommy gun, like sending all these questions in all caps, no less. So I'm going to pick one of your 58 questions, Jonathan, and you add this. "Dear Drew, do you think Nick Martin will be the center and Greg Mance will be the right guard next year?" Well, I suppose that could happen, but I could see the opposite happening. I could see just basically the Texans bringing in somebody else in free agency and having all those guys compete and kind of raising the tides, but I think you're going to see something from Nick Martin next year. Greg Mance, though, was solid at center, so you can see maybe some competition at some of the other guard spots with Nick Martin being in the mix there. But good question, Jonathan. And Jonathan also had a follow-up question. "Dear Drew, do you like scrambled eggs?" "Yes, but I prefer fried eggs over hard. Over hard. I don't like that yolk getting all everywhere. Oh, I want the yolks hard." Travis Bryant, "Dear Drew, my stress level is at a 10 with us being so silent during free agency." What? Ryan Griffin, Shane Leckler, Nick Novak don't mean anything to you? "I keep telling myself there's a plan, but I'm starting to stress beyond my limits. Is there a plan? I'm dying, bro." Well, bro, yes, there is a plan. The Texans are following that plan. And a lot of times in the past, when teams make big signings on that very first day of free agency, those free agents don't work out so well. So, yes, there's a plan. Just be patient. Be patient. And Travis, since you're a planner, we want to help you out with those plans. So that question wins scratch-offs. So send in an email, and we'll send you scratch-offs. And hey, maybe you'll have some money for that plan of yours.